Shalom Be'ezda Hashem learned Daf Nun Aleph of Masechtas Becharis. Some of the topics we learned about today include Ein Poydin Le'Bavodim Le'Bishtarus Le'Bekakois Le'Begdeshes. One cannot perform Pidyon HaBen with slaves, loan documents, property, or with objects consecrated to the Mikdash. Ribur Umiyat V'Klal Uprat. When the Torah uses both general and specific terms to describe the necessary items for Halacha, there is a machlekes which of the following two approaches to take. Ribri Umiyat V'Ribri. A series of inclusionary and exclusionary terms, which ultimately includes everything except specific items, because it's interpreted in the following manner. Ribri. The first exclusionary term would include everything. Therefore, miyat, the exclusionary terms limit the klal and serves to exclude anything that is not similar to the specific examples. Therefore, ribri, the final inclusionary term, reaffirms the earlier klal and teaches that everything is included and the miyat only excludes specific items. Klal uprat the klal. A series of general and specific terms which ultimately includes anything similar to the specified items, because it is interpreted in the following manner. Klal. The first general term would include everything, therefore prat. The specific terms explain the klal as including only the prat, excluding everything else. And therefore klal, the final general term, serves to include only items that are reasonably similar to the prat. Marzea. When the Eved Ivri wants to stay more than 6 years by his master, his ear is pierced by Bezdin with an awl. The Gemara discusses what other tools can be used. Someone writes a document to a kohen committing himself to give him the five slum of his son's pidyon. He's obligated to give him the five slum, but the son is not redeemed. Whether a kohen can return the five slum to the father. Someone sets aside five slum to use for pidyon ben and he loses the money, he's responsible to replace it.